Where I live, if you go downtown, you'll see some of these bronze statues, and they look kind of cool. For a while now, I've wanted to get a photo of one of these early in the morning, so I brought my camera with me as I went to work. I didn't really know what I would see, though. I kind of had an idea in my mind of what kind of photo I wanted to get, but I wasn't really sure how it would turn out until I actually went down and got this photo. My idea was that as the sun was coming up, and it was maybe 7:20 as I took this photo in February. I know this is getting posted in March, but I like to do these photos in advance so that I'm not rushed for trying to take one at the last minute. Anyway, I took this photo in February, and I knew that the sun was just poking over the horizon as I usually leave for work, and so I brought my camera with me, thinking that maybe he'd have a little bit of glow on the side of him. As you're looking at the photo, he is looking to the west, and so the sun is actually coming up on the left side of him, on the side with his ear. Anyway, I'm kind of getting off track here, but I thought he might have some sunlight glow from the early morning, and it turned out to be okay. He kind of did have that little glow, and the cars still had their headlights on too. If you look in the background, you'll see the two big circles from the headlights of a car that are coming at you. This photo would have looked vastly different in 30 minutes. And you wouldn't have any of these nice, rich colors. The sunlight would have been too far up in the sky, and it would have been just a too overexposed in the background. So anyway, I got up early, or I didn't get up early, but I brought my camera with me as I left for work to take one of these morning shots. And I tried several different positions, all from the same vantage point, but just sort of varying how close and far I was. I started out with some medium shots to kind of show them from the waist up. And then I I stepped back about 10 feet, and I got a couple shots where you could see the whole guy top to bottom. And then I got in really close. And because I'm shooting with a prime lens, I have to move myself instead of zooming in and out, which is kind of cool because it forces you to look for different angles. I found that this one was the best, and I even cropped it a bit to be tighter than what I had planned. And this was not what I wanted when I first thought of the idea of taking this photo. I had envisioned a fuller shot where you see more of this dude, but that's not how it ended up, and I actually like this better. The farther away shots, they didn't seem as interesting to me. They were too generic and boring, and you didn't get the nice bokeh in the background like you do here. I found that when I moved closer, you could really see the details in his face and the scarf that someone put around his neck. You really draw your eyes to that as well. And not just for the artistry of getting to see all those little textures and lines around his eyes and his face, but it almost creates a personal connection with this statue here. You can see him looking out on downtown and just sort of pondering things, and kind of gets in your mind of what was the artist thinking when he created this sculpture. If I stood farther back, none of that really happened. You saw a photo of a statue, and it didn't really have that same emotional resonance. I also liked that I shot this wide open at 1.8, and I liked the bokeh that you got in the background from those headlights, and I took a few shots as the car was coming toward me, and I like this photo where the headlights are just off to the side. There was one where they were really close to his face and one where they were much farther. I kind of like this one. So the lesson here, there's two lessons two takeaways from this photo. One is you got to experiment with different positions, different angles of view. When you look at your subject that you're going to photograph, have something in mind for what you want, but then don't be afraid to try something new. Try moving yourself around and looking at things from an angle or a point of view that you didn't really plan on. And another lesson is get up early. You can take some of the best photos in the early morning or late evening hours as well. I do want to say as a side note that this photo shows some of the disadvantages of my D200. If you look on the left side of his hat, on the brim, on the bottom brim on the left-hand side, you'll see it's kind of got this little purple fringe to it. This purple fringing, or this color fringing, happens more in old camera sensors. This camera is now, I'm recording this in 2014. This camera came out in 2005, so it's 9 years old technology. And cameras have come a long way in the past 9 years. But I still like shooting with this D200. It's still a great camera. It's just a limitation of the camera. Sometimes you get some of these color chromatic aberrations and fringing and things like that, but it still takes great pictures, which is why I still primarily keep my 50 millimeter lens on that for these weekly 50 photos. But even though my D7100 takes way better pictures, I still like shooting with this old one. It's me and this old camera have been through a lot together. Anyway, so there you go. That's I can't really think of a fitting conclusion, but I'm just going to stop this recording and let it be.